Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on the BGE Radio Network out of Atlanta, GA, and 50-plus stations across the U.S. and Canada on AM, FM stations around the world. And we've got a great guest with us today. He has an incredible book. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself, give us a little background, and then we'll talk about this latest project. Go ahead and jump in there, my friend. Give us a brief introduction on yourself.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good, actually. Talk to us about this book and talk to us about yourself.
Okay, I have a 30-year. I have a business degree from Virginia and a law degree from Virginia, and have 30 years of investment banking experience through investment banks and private equity funds, et cetera. And I started researching for this book and wrote this book as a call to action to the people of the United States to help prevent the kind of economic shocks that we've just witnessed in a number of European countries. And the call to action is particularly focused at moms and dads with children in their teens, 20s, and 30s, because this is the generation that's going to shoulder the burden of our national debt and other economic problems that have been caused by the federal government for their entire business careers. And this is a call to action to help stop the federal government, help stop Congress from the deficit spending activities they've been undertaking here in the last 20 years.
Well, tell us about the book and how we can pick it up.
Yeah, the book is called anextinthered.com, and it is in bookstores nationwide on amazon.com, and I have a website, anationinthered.com, where you can buy the book and also do further research. There are links. I have a resources section that has links to almost every significant economic publication and economic research group, economists, et cetera, that anybody who wants further information can use as a research tool.
A Nation in the Red is available on Amazon, and we have the author with us today. Talk to us a little bit about how large our debt really is and heading to be. It is far worse than previous calculations or projections. It is actually $19 trillion. Tell us about this.
Well, it's not only that big, but the numbers that Congress uses from the Congressional Budget Office and OMB, et cetera, are seriously flawed numbers, just like they have been forever. These two organizations that produce projections from the OMB is a White House tool, and Congressional Budget Office is part of Congress, but is limited to what they can do by law. So they can't use everyday normal thinking behavior that we investment bankers use. And the numbers they've come up with are showing $6 or $7 trillion of additional debt over the next 10 years. But the assumptions they've used are not credible assumptions. And the first assumption they've used is economic growth in the 4 to 5% for 10 straight years. That's too high growth. We can't achieve a 4 or 5% economic growth. They assume no recessions. And all recessions now are costing us a little over $2 trillion in debt. And the United States has had a recession every 7.5 years since after World War II, on average. So we'll have a recession. They assume no wars. They assume no Katrinas, no major environmental calamities. They assume no major terrorist activity like we saw in 9/11. They assume a very low interest rate environment, which I don't believe we'll see here for 10 straight years. And then worst of all, they assume that Congress won't spend any additional money, so there won't be an additional spending by Congress. And all these assumptions, of course, are patently problematic. And so I've taken an analysis of our last 20 years of spending, et cetera, and my calculations show that we should have instead of a $6 trillion deficit over the next 10 years, somewhere closer to $12 to $15 trillion. So things are not only bad from a debt perspective, standing debt perspective today, but they're horrendous going forward in the future. And Congress, of course, does not, as we've just witnessed yesterday, refuses to deal with this financial issues.
We've got a great guest with us today, Murray T. Holland. He's the managing director of MHT Partners. advising company managers and owners who are seeking to sell their company, buy a company, or raise capital for growth. His firm has been delivering outstanding mergers and acquisitions advisory work for clients since 2001. He and talented team of partners provide strategy, advice, insight on the current state of the deal and capital markets. And MHT Securities LP is a member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority and the Security Investor Protection Corporation. He's with us today talking about his great book, A Nation in the Red. What prompted you to write this book, A Nation in the Red?
I decided to do an analysis of our government and all the debt issues that have been talked about so much, because nobody's ever put the whole picture together. What people get out of the press are little snippets of information, and I decided to find out if we really have a crisis and a problem, or if this is just the press blowing up the issue bigger than it really is. And unfortunately, the result of all my research is that we have a much bigger financial crisis looming than anybody wants to ever even consider or deal with in Congress. And so I decided to turn it into a book to get out the word to moms and dads in particular, so that they can take this knowledge and use it to help everybody that they contact become informed about it, and hopefully we get enough people to make this the number one issue in the United States. We can convince Congress, and if we can't convince Congress, elect new officials that will actually deal with the problem.
We've got Murray Holland joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can get more information at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Why do you believe we're headed for a depression, and under what timeline could this happen, Murray?
Well, throughout history, there have been over 1,000 defaults of national debt by countries, and this has been quite well studied throughout time. And even though we have a number of people who live their daily life thinking, well, this can't happen here or in the United States, it has happened here. We had a depression in the 30s. It was a 10-year depression, and it will happen here just like it happens in other countries, because unfortunately the laws of economics are like the laws of physics, and they cannot be modified or changed by Congress. And capital markets are far larger than the United States. World capital markets are far larger than the United States economy, and they will ultimately control our destiny like they have these other countries. So the trigger point that triggers all this is when the capital markets lose confidence in the United States being able to actually deal with their financial problems. And that's what causes the interest rate run-ups we've seen through all these countries, such as Portugal, Greece, Ireland, Iceland, Spain, Italy, Argentina, Venezuela, etc. These countries have experienced shocks because they've allowed their debt to get up to the kind of levels where we are. The United States now has the ninth worst debt to GDP in the world. There are roughly 180 countries in the world that have access to capital markets, and we are now one of the banana republic countries that has uncontrollable debt growth and uncontrollable deficits.
We've got a great guest with us today. Murray T. Holland joins us. A Nation in the Red is the latest book. What options do we have to stop the national debt from growing and then to begin lowering it?
Well, the United States, when countries get to our level of debt, their options become very few. Throughout history, this has been well studied, and there are really only five options available to countries get to our level of debt. And those options, the number one option chosen by countries is to default and repudiate the debt. That would have horrendous financial and economic consequences around the world if our federal government actually did that. A new method that just came on the scene from all of history is a bailout. We witnessed that around Europe here as various countries have been bailed out of their debt problems. And that leaves only three other. We don't have a bailout option because of our size, and we don't have anybody who's interested in bailing us out. That only leaves us three other options. And those three options are, one, to pay for the debt with printed money, and that's been a common occurrence throughout history and always ends up putting the country who does it in economic recession or depression, because they experience hyperinflation and the capital markets don't want their currency, and their currency falls, which leaves two options. And those two options are to grow our GDP, leave our debt where it is and grow our GDP. And there are a number of problems with growing our GDP in this country. We have such horrendous regulations. It's by several economists, they believe that the tax, the burden of regulation is somewhere around $1.8 trillion here in the United States. Could be almost 10% of GDP. So we are sacrificing a lot of economic growth and a lot of jobs because of regulation. And then we have demographic problems and tax problems. So our GDP growth is going to be very limited. Like I mentioned earlier, the CBO and OMB believe that we can see 4 and 5% GDP growth, and most of the pundits, including myself, think that a 2% GDP growth is going to be the new normal. And so that really only leaves one other, which is to balance our budget. And you do that by cutting expenses or increasing taxes. And we now know that, that our federal government and state governments have grown so horrendously over the last 50 years, they've become a significant part. They represent about 43% of our GDP. So they're almost half our GDP. And we now know through the OECD, which is a group of countries that have economic ties, that the larger the expenditure by a government in a country, the worse the economy performs. And so further taxation and further growth of governments is going to be bad for our economy. So the point of all this is those are all our options that we have. And we are down to a very limited few here in this country. And it's really no different than an individual who has incurred too much debt. You've got to pay just the interest on the monthly interest. You've got to cut out a lot of your other living expenses. And that's what kills these governments that we've seen. Greece is a great example, but Spain, Italy, France are all in the same camp. They have to cut dramatically the amount of social services are being provided in order to pay the interest on their debt.
We've got to take a quick time out here with our guest, Murray Holland. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we will chat with Murray a little bit more about his book, A Nation in the Red. So, Murray, hold on just a second. We'll take a brief time out. We'll be back after this here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Out Loud Minute.
The Out Loud Minute.
Congress and the president go head-to-head and toe-to-toe on unemployment benefits and food stamps. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Two major pieces of legislation hang in the balance as President Obama and Congress take on the task of, well, how long is too long for unemployment compensation and how much is too much for food stamp reductions? Well, long-term unemployment is set to expire December 28th for 1.3 million workers. President Obama says the holiday season is a time for remembering the bonds we share and our obligations to one another as human beings. Well, the out loud truth is, most all Americans would agree with the president if the country was not already in dire straits, if the country had the money, which it does not, if the president had not abused his spending privileges, which he has. Yes, Mr. President, Americans do care about other Americans, but not at the price of selling out future generations. And I'll see you back at MalcolmOutLoud.tv.
Is it time to find a job where you can work from home? Would you like to stop your commute to work every day? Are you tired of the same old daily grind? Would you like an honest list of work-from-home jobs from companies you trust? Then you need to check out the ebook, Killer Work From Home Jobs, 460 Job Superbook. That's 460 work-from-home jobs from companies you already know. There's no story, no lessons, just jobs. And it's economical, too. It's three books in one. The Killer Work From Home Superbook identifies Fortune 500 and legitimate work-at-home jobs from global, national, mid-sized, and startup companies, all for just $3.99. That's right. You can get the Killer Work From Home Jobs 460 Job Superbook right now on Amazon for just $3.99. Just search Amazon for Killer Work From Home Jobs by Lee Evans and get your copy now. Don't miss your opportunity to find jobs you can do from home from reputable companies you know. Get your copy of Lee Evans' Work From Home Jobs 460 Job Superbook on Amazon today.
Crowdfunding is the practice of funding a project or venture by raising many small amounts of money from a large number of people, typically via the Internet. Musicians, filmmakers, and artists have successfully raised funds and fostered awareness through crowdfunding. Now you can raise money for your professional or personal project, idea, charity, invention, or business. Crowdfunding success is yours with our complete system, resources, and support. Most fundraising projects fall far short of reaching their financial goals. We're here to help you every step of the way to get you the money you need. Our team has the talent to guide, design, promote, market, and host your crowdfunding campaign. We'll help your campaign be seen and heard by millions of people, giving you the best chances of success to reach your funding goal. It's just $5 to get started with your crowdfunding campaign. Whether you're a nonprofit organization, wanting to start or expand a business, have an idea or invention, are a musician, artist, author, or filmmaker, have a friend or charity you want to raise money for, crowdfunding success can be yours with our system. Order our crowdfunding success gigs today exclusively at Fiverr.com.
Are you looking to advertise your business? Does your business specialize in healthy products or services, possibly an organic, natural, vegan, vegetarian, or holistic business?
Then you're in luck.
LimeLight is an advertising website created specifically for these business types. We help you share your business with the world. At LimeLight, we appreciate you work hard, provide awesome products and services, but it's tough advertising these very niche offerings to a targeted worldwide audience. Well, until now, LimeLight attracts huge targeted audience searching specifically for these products and services. So why not let them find you? Come join LimeLight.com today and have millions of people see your business. That's LimeLight.com. LimeLight.com.
So everybody and their brother uses WordPress, but when your WordPress stops working, where can you find a fast and affordable solution? Introducing WordPressRepairHelp.com. We guarantee to fix any single WordPress issue for only $37.77 or your money back. Whether you're having theme issues, platform issues, plugin issues, or just issues, WordPressRepairHelp.com will fix it for just $37.77. Simply create a repair ticket, submit your payment, and we'll go to work. Get it fixed now at WordPressRepairHelp.com.
Welcome to the Racing to Success Minute with Nadine Lajoie. When you will die, how do you want to be remembered? Which kind of legacy you will leave on this planet? With the passing of Nelson Mandela, that really reminds all of us that we really need to live fully whatever happened in our life and leave a legacy. And Mandela really leave a legacy of integrity, courage, leadership, and how to forgive. What is the legacy you want to leave for your friends, for your employees, for your family, and for the world? Remember, we are not on this planet just for us, and Nelson Mandela was definitely one of the greatest leaders that we ever known, and really live a legacy like he did. My name is Nadine at NadineRacing.com.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on the BGE Radio Network. We've got a great guest with us today. Murray Holland joins us. He has an incredible book. It's called A Nation in the Red, and Murray joins us today. What needs to be done about our nation's nearly $17 trillion debt and the globe's $51 trillion debt? Talk to us about this, Murray.
Well, unfortunately, we live, excess debt by governments is a long-term problem. This has gone on for centuries in the world, and I'm not sure that problem can ever be stopped. Unfortunately, capital markets continue to loan to these countries far greater amounts of money than they're capable of ever paying back. And so we live with that, and what we need is financially responsible congressmen in Congress to actually deal with the problem. It's in essence no different than dealing with a small business finance problem or an individual. And the problem is Congress here. It's pretty simply pointed directly at Congress. And then, of course, what we've witnessed...
Yes, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Murray.
What we've witnessed, the ultimate problem that causes the defaults by countries and the economic problems is interest expense. Interest expense on the national debt is a current cash need by these governments, and it is the same as a cash expense for any kind of social program or military or any other government program, and it burns up cash. And so what countries have to do is continue borrowing more and more money to pay this interest or crowd out and cut other programs. And we've witnessed throughout time that countries do not want to cut out social programs because their politicians get elected out of office and they elect some politicians in, such as Francois Hollande here in France. They have elected a socialist who wants to continue borrowing more money and continue providing all the social services. And so it's a bad do loop that is traps these countries in it, and we are now one of those countries. We are trapped in this loop because of Congress.
We've got a great guest with us today. Murray Holland joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Why do you feel spending cuts impact the economy far less than raising taxes?
Well, we know from 40 years of OECD data that that's the case. Economics has become a fairly well-recognized science, and so we can study other countries and what other countries have done during depressions, recessions, and good times, et cetera, and we can easily see that countries that cut taxes and put cash in people's pockets. And by the way, this entire analysis is all about cash. The government is spending in cash. It is far better to have cash in the hands of consumers than it is to have cash in the hands of government. And we see this many times over, but some blatant cases of this are countries like North Korea and Cuba. Those two countries have mostly government spending in those countries. And their economies produce, in Cuba, is about one-sixth of our GDP per capita, and North Korea is 1/25 of the GDP per capita. So it's very easy to see that government spending money, taking money and spending it, is a far worse impact on the economy than individual spending it.
We've got Murray Holland with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. How much debt can the nation live with, and why?
Well, that's a problem that is doesn't have an answer. And I don't think that a government should have any debt unless, of course, it needed it for a national emergency. For instance, during World War II, we borrowed up to about where we are today, about 120% of GDP. But we used that money to finance a war that was critical for our, all the expenditures gone on to date are non-critical. It is just nothing but and by the way, when you look at our government today, particularly the federal government, 60% of the federal government is not federal government services. It's transfer of money. So they're taking it from some people and giving it to other people. It's just a money transfer machine. It is not a government services machine. So only one-third of our federal government, about one-third, is actually government services. The rest is nothing but money.
Murray T. Holland joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Nation in the Red is available, and nationintheRed.com is his official website. And Murray, thanks for being with us today. Really enjoyed the conversation and definitely want to talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, James.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk soon, Murray. It is an amazing, amazing guest. It's Murray T. Holland, and we'll see you next week. That's right. We've got more next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Hear me out.